won it twice. Scott Verplank has won. I mean, household names, Chris DeMarco, so many guys who are, you know, household names in the world of golf. Curtis Strange, Ben Crenshaw, Andy Bean, Andy North. Steve Melnick, who is a member at Elotion and was there yesterday. We actually will have a clip coming up from him in a little bit. Just Big Baby, I know I was asking for NCAA stuff. Just let me know when you've got the golf stuff from yesterday. But good talking to him yesterday, too, and he called it, I mean, really the greatest test, as we just talked about. So for those who have never seen Elotion, the great thing about this deal is, and for those who, look, I mean, everybody who's on the outside looking in, and I would include myself in that group, it's one of those deals where it's like, yeah, it's great that it's here and everything, but, I mean, I'm not going to be out there, so it doesn't matter. Well, it is going to be open to everybody, which is great. And the cool thing is, if you're interested and if you're a golf fan, and I've got friends who are either retired or semi-retired, that this would be right up their alley. It's a unique deal where you have to pay to volunteer, which sounds odd, but what they're trying to do is for the 18 and under folks who volunteer, that way they won't have to pay. It's trying to supplement that, and we'll tell you about where the money goes, which is a great thing, and it's really an overwhelming number for, of people who benefit and the amount of money that is going towards it. But it's $100 to volunteer, but for that you get two Elotion golf shirts, and they're nice shirts, obviously, and you get an Elotion hat. So that right there would probably be worth $100.
Oh, it's worth more than $100 in my mind just to be able to go out there. I mean, you can pay $100 just to walk through the gates, and it would be more than worth it.
Well, and then in addition to that, you get the badge to use when you're not working to go watch on your own. So then it's $100 to go watch it anyway. So you're coming out all kinds of ahead if you go out and volunteer. You have to work a minimum of three different shifts. And there's all kinds of different ways you can volunteer. And you've got first choice, second choice, third choice, and they'll try to put you where you want to be. You go to thewesternamateur.com online, and you can sign up there. You can get, you know, information on badges there. You can get all the information you need. They're going to park people, for those who are wondering about the parking limitations, because the limited parking they do have there is going to be reserved for players and their families. You're going to park at the ranch, and then they're going to shuttle people back and forth.
Gotcha. I was wondering where that was going to happen. I didn't know if it was the Walmart or
So 10. That would have been good, too. A couple of numbers that really blew me away yesterday. This is currently, not all time.
Yeah.
There are currently 830 kids on scholarship through this event. It's the Evans Scholarship is what it's called. $11 million is going towards scholarships this year. And a lot of these, you know, I guess a lot of them are caddies, but some of them aren't really necessarily involved in golf. And I have to get more into the specifics of that. They talked about it yesterday. But
well, that's why Mr. Stevens really got into it, because their head caddy was a part of this. And he's, you know, their head caddy master out there has been involved in this forever.
Okay. Are you talking about Carl Jackson?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, they had apparently, I guess they've had three different caddies from Elotion that have gone on and have taken have gotten scholarships.
Yes.
Two went to Northwestern. I can't remember what the third school was, but it was another Midwest school. But anyway, it's just, it's a great thing. And I know we're all, I mean, I'm one of the listeners that is, you know, it's a blue-collar thing, and the Elotion experience is way, way, way above my A, pay grade, and B, life experience. But it's great to open it up, and I applaud Mr. Stevens, because this is not something he had to do, and I think initially was not an intention for him to do it. But it's great to have a jewel that people can not only embrace and puff your chest out about, as an Arkansan, as being one of the top, I mean, safe to say, one of the top 10 or 20.
Mention when I'm talking to people who, you know that I'm in the golf industry, and then we talk about golf courses in Arkansas, and I'm always the first person to say, oh my gosh, we have this amazing golf course. I'm not sure if you've ever heard of it. We are very, very lucky to have this establishment.
It's always ranked in the top 10 or 20, depending on what list you look at, and, you know, nationally. But the thing is, again, until you can see it and really take it in for yourself and appreciate it, whether you're a golfer or not, I mean, just the views and the layout and all of that. And I mean, we were talking about, there's one hole, it's a par three, and it's an elevated tee box, and it's about
on the front nine.
Yeah.
It's like six, I think.
I know I had a short birdie put on me yesterday.
You played really well yesterday, did you not? You want to brag on yourself?
Tale of two nines. I shot one over on the front, and I shot like 100 over on the back. But
one over on the front, first round of the year.
Trying to focus positive. It was great.
Awesome.
No, I had a blast. But anyway, there's a huge drop, and we were talking about what it would take just to get the cart path down the hill, and then they have all this stonework in the wall of the, like a retaining wall on the way down, and then all the stonework on the ground, and then there's, the bridges are amazing for you to drive over and walk over. I mean, it's the amount of detail that's involved in this thing is incredible. So bottom line is, I hope everybody will take advantage. Anybody who's even slightly a golf fan, or if you're just a fan of the outdoors, you're going to have a blast. I think we actually are going to have an opportunity to broadcast from there, so you definitely need to make sure you're around to do some shows that week.
I'm in that week. I'm in all week, Monday through Friday.
And it's an air-conditioned media tent, so, yeah, it's going to be good all around.
Oh, I'm excited. Yeah, it's just such an experience, and I've been so blessed to be able to go out there, and Mr. Snyder and Mr. Stevens. It's just an absolutely amazing facility, and I'm very lucky that I've been able to even step through the gates.
Warren Stevens is obviously very successful. His family's well-known around here. Everybody knows how much, you know, A, how much they're worth, and B, how much they've given back.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting talking to him, though. We had a chance to visit with him yesterday. It's just really an intimidating thing, though, you know, when you're talking to a guy.
It's almost as if the president just walked in the room.
It is really a great analogy. It is weird. I mean, it's almost like a reverence. But, I mean, again, I think when you see all the good they've done, it's great. And but I'm just sitting there going, don't say anything stupid. Just don't say anything stupid. But he's just – it was great because Trey brought up, you know, Episcopal and their run through the high school ranks. And Micah Marsh, the head coach of there, what a great job he's done. And Trey was talking about, you know, what a good year they had and how they could have won their first state title and it would have been great. But anyway, they've got a good thing going on there. And he's just, I mean, he's an average, he's like talking to an average guy. We talked hog football and stuff. I mean, he's a pretty normal guy as guys who are successful as he is. And there aren't too many of them around, certainly. But anyway, it was great being around him and great being around the facility yesterday. Also had a chance to talk to Steve Melnick yesterday. And Steve Melnick, like I said, not only a member, but he won the Western Am in 1969, I believe. Yes. And he was talking about the test. We were alluded to it earlier, but here's some comments from Steve Melnick yesterday talking about the Western Amateur.
The Western Amateur is the toughest tournament to win in all of amateur golf. It is a combination of endurance. It is a combination of focus. And the winner of this championship, if you look at the names on the trophy, have gone on to wonderful things.
Go ahead. That's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. I was just saying that Ethan Tracy, I believe he played at Arkansas and won it in 2011. I'm almost positive. I was at the press conference, the announcement of this conference in 2011 when it actually happened, and I believe Ethan Tracy played at Arkansas. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that he did. He was there at the announcement. It was in December of 2011, I believe, that they made the announcement. It was coming, and Ethan, I believe, played at Arkansas.
Very cool. Well, yeah. It's going to be fun. We'll hear from Mr. Stevens a little bit later on. Tonight we have NCAA basketball back in action. We've got four games, and the biggest spread tonight is 5.5. So we've got four games that are expected to be highly competitive. Christina has Miami winning the entire tournament this year. I can't really argue with it the way they're playing. I think they've been – you're correct, says Trey Schaap. Thank you, Trey Schaap.
Perfect. Thanks, Trey Schaap.
There's one guy you can count on for details. It's Trey. But Miami is playing extremely well. I don't think Marquette has played very well at all, but Marquette has made it to this point as well. Marquette's a 5-point underdog tonight against Miami. Ohio State, and we're going to hear from somebody from there in a second. They are very fortunate after cheating Iowa State to get to this round against Arizona. And apparently Thad Matta and Coach Miller at Arizona are old buddies, so I guess they kind of root for each other when they're not playing each mm-hmm. other, so tonight will be unique. That is the closest line at 3 points. Indiana, 5.5-point favorite over Syracuse, and then you've got Wichita State, 4.5-point favorite over LaSalle. Bizarre. So it is crazy.
Yeah, three of my Final Four teams are playing tonight. Miami, Ohio State, and Indiana.
I have Ohio State and Indiana. I had Georgetown. And I cannot remember who my fourth team is.
I had.
They're clearly not playing tonight.
I had. Who did I have? Oh, I had Duke. Oh, no.
Duke's in.
No, I didn't have Duke. Michigan State.
I have Michigan State beating Duke tonight, but not. Louisville. I have Louisville going to the Final Four. Do you? You didn't?
No, I don't think I did. I think I had Indiana. I have it written down. I had Memphis, Michigan, Miami, Ohio State. My apologies.
Memphis, Michigan, Miami, and Ohio State.
Yeah, so I've got two left.
Yeah, Memphis is not going to make it.
And Michigan, they might too.
I like the way Michigan's playing. I like the way they handled VCU. They smashed them over the weekend. I pray that they beat Kansas because you know how much I don't like Kansas.
I know. You thought Kansas was going to lose to Western Kentucky. Mind you, it was a very, very close game.
Yeah, it was a good game. North Carolina gave Kansas a game for a half, and then it didn't go well. But who are you pulling for in the Florida Gulf Coast game?
Oh, my gosh, Florida Gulf Coast. Who isn't?
Most everybody is.
I honestly had thought, I even mentioned to my husband, I said, my gosh, you know, we should just drive down to Dallas to go watch that game tomorrow night at Cowboy Stadium. I mean, I'm very excited for them. I actually have a little wager on them, so I'm very excited for them. I hope they play really well. I mean, and you know, I think it's so funny because we were talking about his wife and everything we were talking about.
Oh, isn't it crazy? I know.
We were talking about them before they even were being talked about.
No, the only reason they were on our radar is because Amanda Marshall Markham, the wife of Coach Enfield, was a model. And so that was the only thing anybody knew about. It was actually funny. We played a clip earlier in the week. Their point guard, Comer, was asked about Amanda Markham. They said, you know, what do you do? Are you getting questions about it? He said, we do everything we can to stay away from that.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, we don't want to talk about that stuff.
Well,
so.
And yeah, I'm sure they know her. They don't really know her as the model. You know what I mean? They're around her probably.
Oh, yeah. Dan Patrick asked him, he said, are you guys allowed to have that copy of the Maxim magazine she was on? He said, yeah, we don't really try to go there. He said,
yeah,
I don't think it'd be too good.
It's kind of awkward, I'm sure, for them knowing her every day and seeing her with her kids.
They see her as the mother of three and the wife
mom.
Of the coach. But
yeah.
Hey, she ain't too hard on the ice.
No, she's not.
Razorback baseball won last night.
Yeah, 2-1. It was a good game.
It was not a good game. It was an ugly game, and Arkansas stranded 12 runners, but they did win.
They won. It was
better
a good
to win
game.
Ugly. Better
let's,
to win ugly,
let's
right?
Let's be honest. They won. It was fine.
Kind of like I won yesterday. I may have taken $3 off of Harry King yesterday. Sure, I shot 52 on the back, but that's not the point. The point is the fact that I won. And winning ugly is better than losing pretty, right? It's the old saying. So wouldn't you rather shoot like 76 and beat somebody heads up than shoot 72 and lose?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, me too. Okay, spring football schedule, we'll get to that later on as well. And I guess that's really all. Razorback baseball this weekend against a Mississippi State team that Arkansas will have a good chance to at least win a couple against, I would think. Again, Notre Dame at 10:30, bottom of this hour, so we're going to move along here.
We also didn't mention, hello, Miami last night.
Oh, yeah, we got to talk about the streak is ended.
It's over.
I give a game ball to special Thursday game ball to El Guapo, who told me before the game last night they were going to have their streak broken. I really thought
anyone could have done that for the last 27 games.
But he hasn't done it at all, and that's the point. That was the first time he said anything about it, and I do appreciate that, first of all. Second of all, I thought D. Wade would play better. He's just coming back off an injury, and I thought he would play really well because he's a Chicago guy, but it didn't work out. We'll talk more about it coming up. Also, Jeff Taylor will join us at 11:30. We'll find out what's going on in Oakland and what's going to be a really nice day down there. And huge movement in the world of the Sun Belt. We found out 2 days ago about all the teams coming in to the Sun Belt, including Idaho, New Mexico State, Appalachian State, Georgia Southern. Some really big names in FCS football coming to join the Sun Belt. And we're going to have Carl Benson on, the Sun Belt Commissioner, at 12:30 today to talk about all the changes. It has been wild times, my friends. And then, there's another trickle-down. So it's the bigger conferences, and now you go to the mid-major conferences, and then you'll see some movement, and we've seen some movement in recent years in the Southland Conference and some of the FCS conferences who have like Division I basketball, but they play FCS football, and it's going to continue to trickle down. So we'll see what shakes out. But I can tell you from being on campus at Georgia Southern recently with UCA when they lost in a playoff game, that is an FBS ready environment over there. They have fantastic. I was blown away by the facilities at Georgia Southern. So
very cool.
I applaud them. Now, App State, everybody knows, and unfortunately for the Pigskin Preacher, you're going to hear that clip probably a lot over the next couple of years, but they really got on the map around here because they beat Michigan a few years ago in football at the Big House, which was crazy, and one of the most exuberant and ridiculous calls in college football history. But I don't blame them. I mean, I'm as far as broadcasters go, not on the field. Let's get Larry in here real quick, and then we'll take a timeout. Hey, Larry.
Yeah, hey, Justin, there's a guy representing Joe Sixpack. In my mind's eye, playing at a course like that would be awesome. Did they have the media, like, with ropes? And was it like Caddyshack when they released the caddies that swim for 10 minutes?
No, but, yeah, there are probably some similarities. I'll tell you what, I was having a priest in a lightning storm type of moment yesterday on the front nine. I was like, if the skies had opened up and it had started to rain heavily and there had been lightning, I would not have stopped my round.
No.
So.
Absolutely not. You played really well on the front nine. That's a great, unbelievable golf course. But there's a couple tough holes out there, like three. That's a difficult hole, I think.
They're all hard when you're not good. It's different
for
you.
And for the first round of the year.
Yeah, that was the first. And I only hit bowls one time. The key is though, if you can hit the green, it makes it a lot easier. Even though that's tough.
Well, that's not always true. It depends on how fast those greens are.
Yeah, it wasn't easy, but we had a great caddy.
Oh, awesome.
And he was very good about not making fun of me at the end of the round when I was totally falling apart. I mean, I'm talking absolutely trash at
the end.
Well,
it's because all of a sudden you told me what happened. It was all of a sudden you're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to break 80 on my first round of the year. It's going to be so great. What are you doing? That is the number one cardinal rule. Do not get ahead of yourself. It's hard to do, but do not get ahead of yourself. One shot at a time, let alone one hole at a time.
I want to thank Josh. I appreciate him. He did a great job trying to keep me in it. But he says next time we'll have me in the 70s. So let's hope there is a next time.
Perfect.
Because you know what? It doesn't matter what you shoot out there. You're going to have a good time.
It's a good day.
No,
no matter what, it's a good day.
It is amazing. All right. We're